Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. As we have been discussing, a milah that is shelo bizmana, that is not on the proper time, is not doka Shabbos. Also, we know that a suffek, if it is uncertain which day it's supposed to be, is not doka Shabbos. Therefore, Mishnah teaches us that there are times when, due to suffek, the official proper day for the bris milah is not on day 8. Right? Katan nimo lishmona, a baby is normally getting his bris right on the 8th day. However, also the baby could get a bris, letisha, on day 9, vila asara on day 10, ula acharasar day 11, vilishneimasar, or day 12. All of these are potentially the proper day for the bris milah. Lo pachos, never less than 8. Day 7 is never the proper day for the bris milah. Vilo yoser, and day 13 is never the proper day for the bris milah. There could be a bris after day 12. If the bris wasn't done by day 12, then certainly it would be done on day 13 or 14 or 15 or whenever, or even, you know, 5 years or 10 years or 20 years later. But the proper day for the bris milah will never be later than day 12. So our mission is now going to list how we could end up with the proper day being day 8, day 9, day 10, day 11, day 12. Haketzad, how does this happen? What's the case? Kidarko, the normal way, right? Lishmona. Then it's on day 8. For example, if it's on a Tuesday, before Shkia. So Tuesday before Shkia, Tuesday afternoon, if the baby is born Tuesday afternoon, so then the bris is going to be the next Tuesday on day 8. That's the normal way. Nola debein hashmashos, nimo letisha. If the baby is born, however, between days, right, between Shkia and Tesa Kochavim at Ben Hashmashos time, so then there's a doubt about which day it is. So if it is born, if the baby is born Tuesday evening after Shkia, right, 1 minute after the baby in the previous case, so now it's unclear whether the baby was born on Tuesday or on Wednesday. And therefore, we can't do the bris on Tuesday because it might still be day 7. And therefore, we have to push it off to Wednesday. Wednesday, from a Tuesday, from what seems to be maybe Tuesday, is day 9. It's a suffix of day 8, but we're going to call it day 9 because it would be day 8 would be Tuesday. So day 9 is the day you have to do it, even though, as we said, day 9 here really means day 9, which is a suffix 8. Okay, that's how 9 is possible. What about 10? Bein hashmashos shel erev Shabbos nimol asara. If the baby is born on Friday evening, Bein Hashmashos. So after Shkia of Friday into Shabbos, but before Tesa Kochavim. So we can't do Friday, which would be day 7 or 8, right? We can't do Friday because it might still be 7. We can't do Shabbos, which would be day 9, 8 or 9, because it's a suffix. Right, because it's a suffix that it was born in Bein Hashmashos. So maybe it's 9, and therefore we can't do it then. And therefore, we would have to do it on day 10, which is Sunday. Which is, again, 10 meaning suffix 9, but looks like 10. Okay, what about 11? Yom Tov La'achar HaShabbos Nimo La'charasar. It's the same case as before. The baby was born Friday late afternoon. But the case is that it's this Shabbos is also Erev Yom Tov. So Sunday is going to be Yom Tov. So how do we end up on day 11? Well, the baby was born on Friday, late afternoon. So we can't do it on the following Friday because even though, you know, it looks like 8, it might still be 7. And therefore, we can't do it on Friday. Can't do it on Shabbos because that might be day 9. And we certainly can't do a milah that is not Vadai Shabbos on Shabbos. So it's not Tocha Shabbos. We can't do it on Shabbos. So that would be day 9. And we can't do it on Sunday, which would be day 10, right, Suffolk 9, because it's Yom Tov, and we can't do a Suffolk on Yom Tov. We can't do a Bris Milah, Misafik is not Tocha Yom Tov anymore than Tocha Shabbos. So therefore, we have to do the Bris Milah on Monday, which is day 11, which is, of course, a Suffolk, possibly day 10, but it certainly looks like day 11. So that's 11. How do we end up with 12? Shnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah, nimo l'shneimasar. If Rosh Hashanah comes out on Sunday and Monday, now on our calendar, Rosh Hashanah can't come out on Sunday and Monday because it's arranged in advance to make sure that doesn't happen. But, well, it can't come out on Monday, but it can't come out Sunday and Monday. It can come out Monday, Tuesday, but it can't be Sunday, Monday. And so, but our case here is if the, if Rosh Hashanah, like all Rosh Chodeshim, were declared by witnesses seeing the moon, so then it could come out on a Sunday. So if Rosh Hashanah would come out on a Sunday, then the baby is going to have his bris on day 12, because the baby is born Friday late afternoon. So it can't be, the bris would appear to be Friday, so it would appear to be born on Friday, and therefore it would what we would think of as day 8 would be the following Friday. But you can't do that because it's Banish Mashos, it's a minute after Shkia, and therefore that could be that the baby wasn't born on Friday, but rather on Shabbos, in which case that would only be day 7. So we can't do that. We can't do it on Shabbos because it's Shabbos, and it's a Suffolk, maybe day 9. We can't do it on Sunday because it's Rosh Hashanah, and it may be, and it's day 10. You can't bring day 10 on Rosh Hashanah, or even the Suffolk, only day 9. We can't do it on Monday because that's day 11, which is day 11, because that's also Yom Tov. So must do it on Tuesday, which is day 12. Of course, Suffolk 11, but 11 or 12. And so that would be the day you bring it. But there's never going to be a case that would push us off onto day 13, which is kind of Suffolk 12, 13. Now, the Mishnah does point out to us, however, this is all assuming that the baby is healthy. Katan hachola, but if the baby is not well, and the baby isn't healthy enough to get a bris milah, ein molin osad shehavri. We wait until the baby is healthy before we get the bris. And in that case, the proper day is going to be the day that the baby gets better. When the baby gets better. Of course, it won't be Docha Shabbos then either, but it will then be, you know, could be whenever the baby gets better. It could be day 15, 17, 19, whatever. As long as it takes, we got to make sure that the baby is healthy before we start giving it a bris milah.